6:25, Bad Bunny, Mia. I used to call it MIA until I realised that it was Mia.
It was Mia.
It is spelled MIA, just to let everyone know, all right?
Yeah. Missing in action, yeah. That is.
That's correct.
Yeah.
6:25, right here on Virgin Radio. Thanks for that info, Rossi. Appreciate it, mate.
Okay, mate.
Sully and James.
The Scandal.
Chrissy Mellick's
Celebrity Gossip. Powered by You by Emar.
Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on youbyemar.com.
All the goss with Pretty Malik. What have you got for us?
So we just heard from Drake, and apparently there's a Drake curse in the sports world. The theory goes, whatever team Drake supports never wins. For example, the Toronto Raptors haven't had any finals appearances. He supported Conor McGregor, but Conor lost to Khabib. The Kentucky basketball team has had no titles since 2012. Now, in the NFL, we're talking about the big Super Bowl, the big game that's going to be happening, the championship game. And Drake tried his best to break the curse because he, before the last two games that's going to decide, you know, the two teams that are going to the Super Bowl, Drake wore a sweater that had all four teams that were playing. It ended up being that
all four lost.
No. Both the games went into overtime. So now people are saying the Drake curse is real. It's legit. So everyone's waiting to see what side he's going to go with for the Super Bowl and see if they're going to lose or not. Poor Drake.
So if you're a sporting team, you don't want Drake to support you. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's what everyone is saying right now. So as soon as Drake puts his name behind a team, that's it. They're out. They're done.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
There we go. Now we're talking about new babies, possibly.
Well, Kylie Jenner tweeted this week, I have something really exciting I could get to share soon with you guys. I've been cooking this up for a while, and I can't wait to share my new project already. And obviously, it sounds like something work-related, but you know how fans are on Twitter. They just wanted to know, hey, Kylie, are you having another baby? And she just replied, no, thanks. So
I'm sure that's no way.
No more babies for her right now. Finally, K-pop and fabric softener. It's a beautiful relationship that all started with BTS member Jungkook. So he was talking for some reason about laundry with some fan somewhere, and he just randomly once said in a passing conversation, he loved using Downy Adorable Fabric Softener. The next thing you know, this product is sold out everywhere in South Korea. He actually ended up tweeting, Army, I've almost used up all of my fabric softener, so I have to buy some more. It's sold out. I'm thinking this could be just a play because he's going to be announced as the new Downy ambassador or something. I don't know.
Does he have kids or anything like that? Like, no. I don't know.
But I just think it's funny that whatever they say just turns into a frenzy.
If I could only get Fade Fit Kids into his hands, I would be set.
That's all you need is for BTS to do that.
All right. Well, our intern Mara's going to Korea at some stage, so that will be her job to try to get my kid snacks into one of the BTS's hands. Okay, done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Traffic jam.